You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today is a very special episode. We're announcing Magnus Carter's participation in our upcoming Mission Matters book launch. So excited to have Magnus, of course, become published with us on his own. He's also working on other books as well. He's a radio show host. I've been on his show. His show's great. We'll be talking about that today. He's an author. And he's also a founder and owner of Legendary Products and Services. Magnus, first off, I just want to say, hey, welcome. It's great to connect with you again.
Passed already?
Yeah, no, it's great times. And I want to talk about your show because I want my audience to definitely go and check it out. But we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Magnus, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Magnus, what mission matters to you?
Well, that's a very deep question. And this is not to be taken lightly, especially on my journey and anybody else's journey. What mission matters to me is getting and the information and using the information that actually benefits myself in a positive way. Yeah. And while taking that into consideration is allowing the blessings that I've got from the learnings and the mentors and any other form of education I got, and actually allowing others to participate in it, helping other people.
So, and thank you for that. And always love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the line to share why they do what they do, like what gets them motivated and fired up, and to really add value into the marketplace, which is what we're all trying to do. So a lot of things to cover here, Magnus. I mean, you're a dynamic guy, radio show host, author, obviously business founder. You're helping people. You're also coaching and a publisher. So helping people become published and get their stories out there. So we'll be kind of all over the place on this one because you got a lot of things going on. Like I said, you're a dynamic guy. Let's start with the book side of things, though.
Sure.
So why on your journey did you feel it was important to put, you know, pen to paper or words, get your words out there and become published? Like, why was that important to you?
It's very important to me because throughout my journey, I've been blessed with mentors that have taken the time to out of their busy schedules, and they really didn't have to, but they taught me lessons in life, especially with investing and money management. And those lessons you don't learn in school. And it's very hard to learn those lessons in life, especially when there is no reset button. So for me to actually put this to pen to paper is in one of my positions, I was actually traveling a lot, and I've seen the same issues all over the United States. And no matter where I was in what kind of shop or restaurant, it always came out to the same. And you overhear the arguments with families, with partners, with themselves as to, you know, money management. And for me, that really sparked an interest to actually take the lessons that I have been given and apply to my life that are actually that work. And Steve worked is to put it in a book that everybody has the opportunity to take the knowledge and apply it to their lives.
So lots of different ways to get your content out there. And obviously you're using multiple channels. Right. I'm biased, right? I love books. I love the smell of them. I love reading them. I love the touch, the feel. I mean, even the ebook, I'm getting kind of used to ebooks too, but something about a book, I don't know why it just resonates with me. So I know one of the things that you work on is you coach individuals and help them complete their own books as a publisher. Like, why is the book so special?
The book is special in many ways. I'm going to do a couple high-level highlights on why, you know, I prefer a book as well, is because it's tangible. It's something that it's a finished product that you actually see come to life. And once you start seeing, you don't see it right away because it's an idea. And then you get the idea into an outline. And then from your outline, you start filling in the spots and the blanks. And now you're seeing chapters come to life. Once you start getting the chapters, you start organized chapters into one thought, one theme for the book. And before you know it, you actually have a book created from start to finish.
It's like magic.
it is like magic. But once you look at it, you know, step-by-step process, it's not that bad. But once you see it's like, oh, I got to write a book and it's got to be 30,000 words. But once you take it step-by-step and actually take the time to print your thoughts into a medium that is tangible and can be read and can be heard or and looked at the same time for all your senses to actually take the information in, it's a wonder to see the finished product. And once the finished product is done and you give it someone to read to get their thoughts on, it's also a two-edged sword when you do that, is because you don't know how that person's going to take it, because it could be either good or bad. But the information you gather from the review of the book tells you what you need to do on your next book, or you can rewrite the book to make it better.
So you work with a lot of clients, as I mentioned, helping individuals get published. What do you think? And because I've been doing this a long time too, helping people get published. And what do you think keeps people from like getting their book done? Because I believe the old school, and I don't know who said it, might have been Les Brown, might have been Jim Rohn. I mean, one of the greats, they said this, and probably many of the greats have said this, but they said that everybody has a book in them. Everybody has a story. Like, what do you think keeps people from like finishing or completing those, like getting that book out? Because there's a lot of people watching that would like to write a book.
That's a very wonderful question, Adam. When people come to me to write a book, it's more or less, it's like they don't know where to start. They see the book, but they don't know what to do. They get in their own ways because they keep telling them that they can't do this, they can't do that. It's too much work, or they don't have enough time to do it. But the book has always been there. I'm referencing, you know, from our digital media past in a movie of, I'm going to go back a ways with Rambo 3. If you remember Rambo 3.
You went 80s on us.
I'm totally going back with this, is when John Rambo is trying to figure out that he's always been a fighter and whatnot. And then when Colonel Troutman comes in, it's like, you've always been there. We just formed you into it. So what I'm actually doing is taking their thoughts and their ideas and forming it into what they see. And then teaching them the process to do that, so they can take that process and duplicate it or make it better and apply it to their lives and the people that they want to touch.
Yeah, it's great. I completely agree with you. And I feel like once people sometimes get out of their own way, like it can be intimidating, but just when they understand there's a process, like you mentioned before, that it becomes way more tangible. Whoever said, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? Like that's the same thought process. Like you don't have to think about all 30,000 words. Think about whatever your process you're following and just do it. So good stuff there. I just always like to get the opinion of other authors and publishers out there to see why and how people can get their words and their stories out there. I want to switch focus here a bit. Sure. So another thing that's near and dear to my heart is broadcasting, and you are a radio show host. Tell me a little bit more about how that came about, because I think that's another, like the airwaves, whether it's podcasts, whether streaming, whether you're in the radio, like one way or another, getting your message out there through audio, I feel like is very special. Like, how did that come about?
That came about, that is a very interesting story that came about that. After I wrote the second book, my Decrypting Cryptocurrency book, is I was promoting it, and I got this phone call, and I thought I didn't realize that at the time it was a talent scout, and we introduced me, and he's like, well, we interviewed for, it was a good 45 minute talk. And I thought I was actually interviewing to be on a radio show on Voice America. I'm like, okay. You know, I answered the questions. We had a very dynamic conversation about what I do, how I help people, what the books mean to me, and what I've done up to that. A lot of other podcasts, lots of radio shows, television, been on TV quite a few times with news and whatnot. And to find out a couple days later, he calls back and he's like, I have wonderful news for you. I'm like, well, what is that? I'm like, I'm going to actually be, you know, what show am I going to be on? What time is it going to be or whatever? He's like, no, it's not that at all. He's like, we want to offer you your own show. I'm like, what do you mean my own show? Because I'm like stunned right here. It's like, it would be on the business channel. It'll be about an hour long. I would have complete content control, 100% control over content and creativity of it. I'm like, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, is he really messing with me? Is this
what's the catch? Joke?
I'm like, what has to be done here? After that, I got the details. It's like, we'll do a pilot show. I'm like, okay, the pilot season's like 13 weeks. I'm like, okay, you get 8 shows out of it. It takes, you know, four to 6 weeks to get everything prepped and ready and create your content and get your guests and everything together. I'm like, okay, here's the contract. I send the contract over, and it took me a day or two to look over the contract. I'm like, I'm still not believing that this is actually happening. And I contacted a couple of very close, dear friends of mine that actually went through the authoring program that I've went through and talked to them about it and talked to my coach about it. I'm like, how does this happen? He's like, they had no words to help me because I am the first person in the whole program's history to actually been offered this. I'm like, okay. It's like completely up to me what I want to do with it. So I sat back down. I'm like, this opportunity does not come around often. So I decided to sign for it. I signed it and gave the content and whatnot. And part of the homework that I have from the talent scout was, well, I needed five shows with five different topics and who I would get the guest on it and how this would actually, you know, come about. I went through. So I did that. I submitted everything. And to find out, I got a phone call from the chairperson of Voice America to talk to me about my show. And I went over everything, and she completely adored it and loved it. And it's like, can you create content like this, like weekly for this week's show? I'm like, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
And the show title itself is a grabber. And that's what got her attention, because I took the book title and put it on as radio, which is the Making More Money for You. And that's what the whole premise of the show is. It's showing people that you don't have to use money all the time to make more money for yourself. It's all the little things that's constantly overlooked.
Yeah.
Such as the one show was turning your unused rooms into a Airbnb. That episode was ridiculous, and it's still climbing. For being a brand new host with a host show and whatnot, in a month and a half, I have over 2,000 listens already. I just got those numbers in. So, and they constantly keep growing. And from there, you know, and I got to meet you and have wonderful conversations, and it's just constantly going. They actually asked me to renew, and I did renew for another year. So I am going to be on for a year.
That's awesome. I love it. I love to see when good things happen to good people. Like, that's what I like to see. So you're out there, you're promoting your book, and I wanted you to tell that story specifically because there's a lot of people out there that, you know, they want to do shows, they want to do different things. But one of the things that really helped you out there is that you had a book out, you had your name out there, you've done some press, you've done some media. If you're out there watching this and you want an opportunity to come your way like this, but you haven't been doing anything to brand yourself or market yourself or get your name out there, like, people can't even find you to do this. Like, one of the things that we do here is we do also sign talent and bring on shows, and we launch shows through the Mission Matters Podcast Network. And when we're going through some of the process, it's pretty similar to what you described, Agnes. Like, and we're looking up people, we're doing Google searches, we're seeing their background, this and that. Sometimes there's, you know, experts out there, and it's like, wow, this person is amazing in their field, but I can't find anything. Like, they're a ghost online. So, like, even though we could start, like, building a show and making it successful is a lot more difficult to start if somebody has like zero branding, zero online, zero social media, zero anything. And it's not saying someone has to be an influencer, but you got to have something. Like, have a nice updated LinkedIn. You can do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, maybe you don't write your full like magnet, whatever, however you say it, like your lifelong workbook, and it's a 500 page like tome, whatever. You're not doing that, but get an ebook out there. I don't care what you do, get something out there to brand yourself and your expertise, so that people can find you. Because I can tell you that on my end, from my vantage point, when I see like authors and things like that, I get emails like that all the time. So for the authors that we publish, obviously Magnus is one of our authors, and I'm really excited to get his book out. And I just feel that once we publish his book as well, like all of the traffic, all the different things, and like more and more opportunities are going to come to Magnus. But it's not because, like, well, obviously he's awesome, but he's also putting in the work. Like you're doing a weekly show. Not everybody's going to be able to do that, right? But you're doing a weekly show. You're putting out multiple books. You're doing all these things. Like that's the formula.
Oh, absolutely. And as I was promoting the first book, I had articles. I have articles written all over the world. Authority Magazine came and approached me to actually do a bio and, you know, my book and whatnot. So there's actually a full bio of me out there on Authority Magazine. And they're the ones that do Shaq and all the movie stars and whatnot. And they came knocking. I'm like, of course I'm going to do this for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you have to be your own advocate when doing this. If you don't believe or think that your content is worth someone else reading, or if you don't read it yourself, no one else is going to read it, and it's just going to die to the wayside.
For sure. So I want to let's switch up focus a bit. I do want to spend some of the time we have left today on talking about your company. So Legendary Products and Services, of course. I know one part of your overall business is book coaching and helping individuals get published. Mm-hmm. I mean, tell us a little bit more about the company overall.
The company itself is, I branded the company, it originally started out as an Amazon fulfillment business. And, you know, after the pandemic and whatnot came about and everything shut down and couldn't get anything, I decided to move away from that. So I moved out of that, and that's when I went into authoring and publishing, and other people do the same. When that came about is I also expanded my branding, if you will, is selling internet-based television subscriptions, because only for that, I built the company that it can expand out. It's not just about one product or one service. It's about everything is as an umbrella is, it's products that I feel that that have such great content, and actually a lot of the word I'm looking for here is sustenance that will actually impact other people's lives.
Yeah.
And having them all in one place, it's still growing. It's still in its infant stages as me as an author, and but it's grown rapidly.
Yeah.
So also going to be branching out into another field very, very soon is I'm actually doing some training on it along with all the other fun-filled stuff I'm working on. But the expansion is needed.
Yeah. You know,
everything that I'm doing is tying hand in hand and helping people.
That's great. And I get that from you. And when I think about like our journeys together, and I say that because we're obviously launching a book, we've been on each other's show, we're creating content. And by the way, for everybody watching, we're going to bring Magnus back on the show once the book is live. And that's when we'll do an actual deep dive on his writing. But the goal here today was to introduce Magnus to our audience, let everybody know what he's up to, obviously his businesses and the services and how he's adding value at the marketplace. So that's the goal here today. But Magnus, don't you worry, you're coming back, because we're going to do a deep dive into your writing. But that being said, if somebody is watching this and they want to, or listening to this and they want to learn more about your company, or working on, with you on book coaching, or just follow your brand overall, the radio show, your books, I mean, dynamic guy, as I said before, how do people connect, and how do they follow up and follow the journey?
To follow the journey, there's multiple ways to do this. If you want to get a hold of the show, or it's the Making More Money For You show, it is actually streaming on voiceamerica.com. That's where the live actually happens. It is also syndicated on Spotify, iTunes Radio, iHeartRadio, and also Amazon Music. So you can, whatever streaming service you prefer, it's actually on there. Well, if you can search for me as Magnus Carter, or you can search as the show itself, that will actually pop up. Constantly doing the weekly shows. All my other shows are out there. The most popular show by far is Recovering from a Vacation, which we all need monetarily and emotionally. But you can also email me at mcarter, M-C-A-R-T-E-R, at legendarypns.com. Yeah. And I'll gladly help anybody that is interested in authoring services or learn, have any questions about me or my books or anything else in general about my journey. And the website itself is www.legendarypns.com. Mm-hmm. That it's www.legendarypns.com. Mm-hmm. My books can be found anywhere. Pretty much everywhere out there now. They're mainly sold on Amazon. They both qualify for Prime. They're in multiple formats, ebook, hardcovers, paperback, and also Audible, audio versions on Audible. Barnes & Noble carry it. Nook carries it. They have to be ordered, but they will be shipped to you. So they are out there, and they are the Making More Money For You series.
Oh, that's awesome. Love it. And we'll definitely put your website and in the show notes and so that people can also listen to your radio show. So great stuff there. Speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters, we're a platform that's all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts, having them share their mission, you know, what gets them excited and motivated to go out there and make a difference. If that's the type of information or content that you like and sounds interesting and exciting, hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the line, just like Magnus coming up, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Magnus, I'll tell you, man, it has been a pleasure as always. I'm looking forward to the next time we get to work together. So thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Adam, for having me. And it's always a pleasure working with you.